Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Jealousy. What is jealousy? Jealousy begins where your salary ends. Jealousy begins where your talents end. Jealousy. A deadly sin that most of us cover up, spin away from, do not realize, subdue, and just really don't deal with it, and rarely, if ever, confess, oh Lord, forgive me of my jealousy.
The truth is, few things rob you of joy like jealousy. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young shares a message called Jealousy, where he shares proven truth to help you find freedom from this life-stealing sin. So stay right there. The Winning Walk is coming right up. Before we jump into Dr. Young's message, there's an encouraging resource being offered this month that you may find especially helpful in these challenging times. It's Dr. Young's booklet called Loneliness, and it's our way to say thanks for your donation today to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching people all over the world through this program. People everywhere deal with the devastating effects of loneliness, and it's only gotten worse in recent months. But God created you for a life of fellowship and fruitfulness as you learn to love others just as He loves you. And Dr. Young's booklet will help you embrace that life of community and relationship. So call now to request your copy of Loneliness when you give to keep this program encouraging you and many others around the world. Call 1-800-350-9255. That's 1-800-350-WALK. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. How has the Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Jealousy.
Perhaps you remember a few years ago how there was a spot left on a cheerleading team, and two young girls were competing for that one spot. Both of them were 13. The mother of one of the young girls felt like her daughter may lose the competition and not be selected as cheerleader. So she said, "My daughter must be cheerleader. She has to be a cheerleader." And so she goes out and hires a hitman. Y'all remember the story? Yeah. Hires a hitman to kill the mother and daughter of the competing 13-year-old. Kill the mom and the daughter. She said, "Surely then my girl will get the spot." But the hitman's price was too high for a double killing. So she decided that just to kill the mother would be enough, because her 13-year-old would be so grieved that she would not be able to try out for cheerleader. And a price was determined, $2,500. That's how much a life was worth. That's how much she was willing to pay to make sure her 13-year-old daughter was selected a cheerleader. Give me a K. Give me an I. Give me an L. Give me an L. What kind of culture, society, world do we live in? What was the problem? Jealousy. Jealousy. A deadly sin that most of us cover up, spin away from, do not realize, subdue, and just really don't deal with it, and rarely, if ever, confess, "Oh Lord, forgive me of my jealousy." Konah is the Hebrew word for it. It means to be red, to be bright red, to be jealous. We've heard of the green-eyed monster. It really should be the red-eyed monster. Jealous, jealousy. It's a deadly, deadly, deadly word. I like the last part of the word tells us really the definition, louse. Right? See? Needs an E, but louse, jealouse. People who are jealous are louses. What's a louse? I looked up in the dictionary. I thought it was just some people that I knew. But a louse is a parasite, insect. And there's a whole list of different kind of louse or louses. I don't know which one's right. The whole list of them. Literally, it's amazing. All different kind of louse. One, there's a gnawing louse. A louse just gnaws on you. And then there's another kind of louse that's a biting louse. They just bite you. There's another kind of louse that just sucks the blood out of you. And I said, that's a good part of jealousy, isn't it? You know, sometimes jealous people, they just gnaw on you, and sometimes they just bite you, and sometimes they just keep sucking the blood out of you. What is jealousy? Jealousy begins where your salary ends. Jealousy begins where your talents end. Let me say this. Anybody who enjoys hearing their predecessor or their successor or their competitor praised, do you get that? If you enjoy hearing those people praised, you are Phi Beta Kappa on sanctification. You already have your wings. You can just fly right on up today. It doesn't make any difference. Because we are a jealous people. We gnaw, we cut down, we bite, we suck. Some people may be jealous of us. We may be jealous of others. And we want to bring them down. Instead of counting our blessings, we count their blessings and we're jealous. Oh yeah, we're jealous. And it's that subtle, deadly sin that plays in Satan's backfield. In Satan's backfield, you have lust going out as a split receiver. And you have greed and covetous. There you're running back. Jealousy is the quarterback. Man, he calls the plays. He hands off. He throws the passes. Jealousy is at the root of so much trash that builds up in your life and my life. And we explain it away and rationalize about it. We just don't like to admit that we're jealous. But it is indeed a deadly, deadly sin. And it's a progressive sin. We subdue it, no big deal. I shouldn't feel like that. But it just builds and builds and builds until we will see it will, boom, explode on you. Why we criticize. Why we cut down. Why we belittle. Why we shame. Why we say, oh, that person, and breaks. And we have all kinds of ways to try to bring them down or order to lift ourselves up. And it's jealousy. Green-eyed monster operating in your life and in my life. And we see in our scripture a classic study of jealousy. In fact, when you read the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings, by the way, let me give you an outline of Genesis. You can go to work in the morning and say, you know, I can outline the book of Genesis. Oh, really? Yeah. It's not tough. Just six people. Adam, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. Bang. There's Genesis. Those six people, you've got Genesis covered. It's a family. It's a development of the family. And all the way through, you have jealousy over and over again. Usually, it's jealousy that revolves around one big word. In fact, the first 11 verses of chapter number 4 of Genesis, this word is mentioned 7 times. The word is brother. Brother, 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 brother. Sibling rivalry. You see it all the way through Genesis. Cain and Abel, we'll look at that in detail. Isaac and Ishmael, remember? Jacob and Esau. Joseph and his brothers. Oh, jealousy, jealousy. We could move to Hagar and Sarah, but it's replete all the way through in this book of beginnings. And a deadly example of Cain and Abel. Now, all of us, we sort of know, if you've been to church a little bit, that, you know, Cain, the older brother, killed the younger brother, Abel. We sort of know that. And we use the expression, I'm going to go out and raise Cain, right? We know that. Let's go raise some Cain. That means we're going to get in trouble. We're going to really get out of bounds. We're going to raise Cain. There is where it comes from. Right there. In our scripture, you remember Adam and Eve ate the fruit that God said you can have and do anything and everything you ever want to do, but that one thing, they ate the fruit. And then they felt guilty. And they said, we're naked. God's going to come to see us, and we're naked. A long time, maybe thousands of years, we don't know. They had been naked, and they didn't notice it. But when you sin, and when I sin, and when we rebel against God, and we're disobedient to God, everybody feels vulnerable. Everybody feels naked. That's just a part of the givenness of who we are as we're made in the image of God. When we mar that image, that likeness of God in us, in our souls, that's when we feel vulnerable and naked. So Adam and Eve said, we got to do something. We've got to cover ourselves. So they went and got fig leaves, and they made fig leaves and covered themselves with fig leaves. How many of you have been around fig trees a lot? Pretty much when you come, raise your hand. How many fig tree people? We had a fig tree in our backyard. And I used to sit on that fig tree and get my BB gun, those birds. No. And you stay around fig leaves. Boy, you know, right? They scratch. I mean, they're. Can you imagine being covered with fig leaves? But that's what Adam and Eve did. And finally, God came, and he pronounced judgment on Adam and Eve. And a part of the judgment, you remember, had a bit to do with prophecy. Because in that judgment in Genesis, let me paraphrase it in a hurry, God said that Eve will bear him, will bring into life the one who will smash the head of Satan. Remember? Bruise his heel, smash his head. And in light of that, we have Adam making a profession of faith of their sin. You have to see it subtly there in the third chapter. He said, my wife is named Eve. She is the one who will bring life. In other words, he was saying, I believe that one will be born from her. Mind you, they'd never seen natural birth, ladies and gentlemen. This is the place of beginnings. But Adam said, I believe it is through her there will be one who will come who will break the head of evil. And then when he professed this faith, what did God do? God says, those fig leaves don't work. And he killed an animal, a lamb in all probability, and covered them with lamb skin. Fig leaves are lamb skin. You see, we still put on fig leaves. Fig leaves are saying, I'm going to work out my own deal with God. I'm going to cover my own sin. I'm going to try harder. I'm going to get better. I'm going to do more good than I do evil. I'm going to be a fig leaf person. And God said, oh, no, it doesn't work like that. There has to be the shedding of innocent blood. And the idea of substitution is built right in the beginning of the history of humanity. For sin, there must be a perfect substitute. There has to be shed blood. Well, why is God so bloody like this? He wants us to understand the deadliness of sin. The wages of sin. And we see it when an innocent life is taken, i.e., we call it proto-evangelism. Doctrinal term, it means evangelism before evangelism, the shed blood of the lamb, the skin of the lamb covering before the blood of Jesus Christ covered us as the perfect sin bearer and substitute. See it? It starts all the way through. You can trace a trail of blood from Genesis all the way through to Revelation. God built in it. So we'll understand the deadliness of rebelling against him. Now, we come to chapter 3. And we read in chapter 3 that Adam and Eve knew each other. To know in this sense is intimacy. They had physical relations with one another. And the interesting verse there that says, Eve says, I have brought forth an ish. One time the Hebrew words mentioned about ish. I have brought forth a man. And then she adds, see the verse there? Again, in chapter 4, she said, and God helped too. Isn't that great? She thought she had brought forth the divine promised Son of God who would destroy the head of Satan and they could go back in the garden of paradise. They could not forget being thrown out. See, I have born Ish, man, with the help of God. Little ego there, huh? Eve still had that ego. You know, I've done this. I've brought forth divinity myself now and with a little help of God. And then I want you to see jealousy, how it comes into play. I want you to see jealousy contrasted. Hope your Bible's with you. Chapter number 4, New American Standard. So it came about that in the course of time that Cain brought an offering to the Lord of the fruit of the ground. Cain was the first farmer. Abel was the first shepherd. Eve was the first one to give natural birth. This is the first murder. This is the first cover-up of murder. You've got a lot of firsts there. This is the first family. A lot of firsts all the way through this full chapter. And now we see the vocation of Cain. He's a farmer. And Abel, on his part, also brought the firstling of his flock and their fat portions. Abel was a shepherd. We have the first farmer, the first shepherd. Now, no problem here, is it? These two boys brought the same family. Cain was the eldest son, the firstborn. Abel was a younger brother. Same mom, same dad, same food, same background, same training, different vocations. Well, they're all moving along together. You mean you can't tell the difference in Cain and Abel? You just can't do it. And now they go to church. Abel, on his part, verse 4, also brought the firstlings of his flock and their fat portions. So, get it. Cain, farmer, brought all of his fruit and vegetables. Man, there are apples and pears and pomegranates. There's some turnip greens. I like turnip greens. I'm sure he brought some turnip greens. He brought all these beautiful vegetables, and he took them to the altar of the Lord, and he presented it as a sacrifice. And then Abel went out there and took a lamb. You know, clear, innocent eyes. And he took out his knife and remorsefully he slit the throat of the lamb where the blood came out. And he took the lamb with tears and brokenness and that was his sacrifice that he brought to the altar. Anybody have any problem with that? I mean, they both went. They both believed in God. But one will discover engaged in a belief in God, but a false worship. And the other believed in God and celebrated a genuine worship. And we're going to see the contrast of jealousy here. Cain was jealous of God. Abel was jealous for God. What a difference. Cain, jealous of God, was just like his mom and dad. They were jealous of God. They wanted to be God. They didn't want God to control them. That's the reason they ate the pear. You thought it was an apple, didn't you? The Bible really doesn't tell us. That's the reason they ate the fruit. See? That's the reason they did it. I want to be like God. I want to have everything God is. I don't want to be subservient to anybody. I want to come to God. I want to run my own life. I want to be in charge. They were jealous of God. And now here we have Cain, and you have to look carefully at the scripture, the order of scripture. It says Cain's offering, God did not respect Cain, and God did not respect his offering. Pooh. Didn't accept Cain, didn't accept the offering. Didn't accept Cain because his heart wasn't right. Didn't accept the offering because the way we get to God is through shed blood, and there's no other way ever been provided. You say, well, he didn't know. How did they know? I mean, Abel brought the lamb and the blood sacrifice, and Cain brought this beautiful display of vegetables before the Lord and fruit, and they didn't know. You can be sure they knew. How can we be sure? They were brought up in the house of Adam and Eve. Where was the altar, by the way? I think the altar was as close to the Garden of Eden as they could get. I think there's a cherubim with a fire keeping anyone from going back into paradise. They could see the tree of life, and their mom and dad had been there many times and worshiped. And they said, this is how you worship. I wear the lambskin that covered my sin, and we give blood sacrifices. They got as close to God as they could. They couldn't go back in the garden, but they got as close as they could when they went to worship. Those boys were taught that from their very birth. And now Cain comes and says, look at what I have done. Look at all the fruit I have made. Trying to go to God on his own terms. We're like that. Hear people say, you know, I've worked out my own deal with God. I told God, you know, I'm going to worship like this, and I'm going to do like that. And God said, it's okay, and I felt that was fine with him. And hello? What kind of convoluted, twisted thinking do we get caught up in? We go to God and worship on his terms. Look at all the fruit I've grown here, God. I'm giving you this. And God didn't accept Cain, didn't accept his offering, but God accepted. He respected, it says in the translation. He respected Abel and respected his offering because Abel came with a broken heart, with tears of confession, his sin, and Cain came with pride and saying, look what I'm doing for you, Lord.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Jesus said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Matthew 16:5-16. It was during a break with his disciples at Caesarea Philippi that Jesus asked the question, who do people say that I am? As they were answering, he asked a second, more personal question, but who do you say that I am? The real issue for Jesus is never who others say he is. It's always who you and who I say he is. It's the most important question you and I will ever be asked, and our answer has eternal significance. How would you answer Jesus? He's asking.
We hope the Holy Spirit is moving through today's message to help you in your own winning walk with Christ. And we want to help you even further by sending you Dr. Young's booklet, Loneliness. You were created to enjoy a life of fellowship and fruitfulness, but so many people today feel trapped in an isolated existence. Discover how you can break free and step into the life of a loving community God wants for you with this helpful resource from Dr. Young. Loneliness is our special way to say thanks for your gift today to help keep this program strong, encouraging you and people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to give and request your copy of Loneliness. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Thanks for listening in today. Join us next week as Dr. Young shares more proven truth about how you can find freedom from the life-stealing sin of jealousy. That's Monday on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Have a great weekend.